KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A biker has died in a crash in Pine Town. It's understood the man, believed to be in his 30s, collided with a car on Richmond Road a short while ago. Medics say the vehicle veered off the road. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says two occupants of the vehicle sustained injuries.
Two occupants in the vehicle sustained minor to moderate injuries, and one stabilized on the scene. They were transported to nearby hospital for the further care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
The portfolio committees on police and justice are weighing the options they can take to address the allegations made by the KZN police boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi of criminal and political interference in SAPS investigations. The committees earlier jointly listened to legal options it can take. These include a full-blown investigation or setting up an ad hoc committee, which the majority of MPs have ruled out. Fadil Adams from the National Coloured Congress says the committee also needs to question Mkhwanazi on his claims.
You know, so much has been said about General Mkhwanazi and the allegations he made, and I find it very, very suspicious that a full minister is suspended and the Deputy National Commissioner is suspended on the basis of an allegation, but seven seniors, generals in SAPS, are charged and they're still at work. And General Mkhwanazi is coming out in defense of these people.
The EFF's Eugene Mtetwa has cautioned the public against bias.
At the same time, we must wait for the Commission of Inquiry to now give the natural justice to what the allegations are about, because we haven't heard the other side of the story. So we must wait for the investigations to be completed by the Commission of Inquiry before we become the portfolio committees entrusted with the responsibility of holding the executive accountable.
Gauteng Health MEC Nomantu Nkomo Ralehoko says renovations are underway at Tembisa Hospital after it was damaged by fire. At least one person has since been arrested in connection with the blaze that broke out in April. Nkomo Ralehoko was briefing the media in Johannesburg after her department's budget vote.
Indeed, we are renovating now Tembisa. We have managed to get an amount of 2 million. That will use to address the smoke damaged areas. If you remember, part of the areas were not burned, but they were damaged. And there's another additional million that is estimated to complete the rest of the hospital where areas have been damaged by fire.
And a man has been arrested in India over the hit-and-run death of a 114-year-old marathon runner. Fauja Singh was knocked down trying to cross a road on a visit to the Punjab village where he was born. He ran his first marathon at the age of 89 and was still competing beyond his 100th birthday. The top story this hour, a biker has died in a crash in Pine Town. It's understood the man, believed to be in his 30s, collided with a car on Richmond Road a short while ago. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.